welcome to another Coffee with Colm. Thank you very much for joining me. And in particular, it's a very special episode of Coffee with Colm today because I'm going to talk to one of the pendulum vagabonds. And my guest today is the one and only Paul Massey. Paul, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Colm. My pleasure.
Do you have a coffee mug or coffee cup to cheers us?
Yes, Coffee with Colm.
Happy days. That's all good. So, Paul, great to have you here. We love you spending time with you at Pendulum in Dublin in January. And just really want a quick chat, if that's okay, what's going on for you as a result. Please just introduce yourself, who you are, what is it you do, have done briefly, where people can find you. Thanks, Paul.
Paul Massey. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for 40 years at different levels and different types of businesses, specializing in retail. I reared a family of four and they're all adults now. I've been very heavily involved in sport all my life as a volunteer and coach, manager, mentor, etc. And that's been the safety valve on living such a busy life in work. As you know yourself, Colm, it's 16-hour days, 7 days a week when you're self-employed.
It can be.
So that's who I am. And I currently am sort of semi-retired. I was retired, but sure, you'd be gone off your head if you were doing nothing. So I tried playing the golf thing, but it's not for everybody.
No, it's not. I haven't played a round in my life, Paul. I haven't played a round. We're going to get into the pendulum thing for a second. Yeah. And I hope you don't mind me. Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here, if you don't mind. Just briefly.
Yeah, sure.
You shared with me when we met at Pendulum so much, you shared with me a very significant reason why you retired early on in your career. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that, or if that's not comfortable, don't?
Yeah, no, it was part of the reality of being a retailer. It was a young lad came in with a sawn-off shotgun and another lad with him with a hammer. And I had security staff and all this. This was a regular occurrence. Well, not so bad, but this one was particularly bad. And I just happened to be in the shop going home for dinner. I was coming back to lock up. I have a security guy, all the staff trained, computerized tills and that. Had the extractor for the money. You put it into a floater and it goes down to the back office. Instructed simply just keep your tills empty, leave a float in it in case anything happens. Don't make eye contact, open the tills, don't have them smashing them. And the security then was to just keep everybody calm and just no heroes. And then, like, I just happened to be in the corner facing off wine. And when this happened, down on the ground, everybody just a hold up down the ground. And, like, I mean, I'm training people not to do this. And then I just react in that way, which was absolutely crazy. Went over, I lifted him up. I was sort of coming from the side behind. He was stepped into the store. And I lifted him up and threw him out onto the footpath. And he actually could have shot me, you know. And I think about 2 days later, I went into delayed shock and I just thought, yeah, it'll be the richest man in the graveyard. So that was the beginning of the end, you know. Yeah. I just started making ways to get out then.
Okay. Well, the beginning of the end in one sense and the beginning of the beginning in another sense.
Sorry. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what struck me about it when you mentioned it to me on the day. A pendulum, what struck me about it was you said, I had trained all my people to not do this and I found myself doing it.
Absolutely.
You're very blessed, Paul. Very blessed. Anyway, delighted. Oh,
yeah.
Delighted to tell the story. And so you've taken all that experience. You took a bit of a hiatus. You didn't play golf. You tried it and decided it's not for you. And you're back helping businesses and in particular.
I have a few small clients there that would be young. One was a succession. A son took over the business from the father and he was losing the lease on his property. Anyway, the long and short of it is I knew he wanted to do this. He could have just walked away and left it, but he wanted to do it. So I got in there and rolled up my sleeves and used every ounce of experience that I had to help him to stay in business. And he's 5 years later, he's still fighting the great fight. And
come here, great stuff, Paul. Thanks for that lovely introduction, and continued success with what you do. Keep up the good work. I mean, what you're doing is you're reaching back to the younger generation, and you're passing on, as you say, every ounce of experience. That's a lovely phrase, every ounce of experience you have. Right, Pendulum. You came along
with a great
group of vagabonds. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, it really was. And thank you, Colin, for the opportunity to come along with them people. What a great group of people. So nice. And, you know, when you're in business, you have to, the blinkers on, you think it's you against the world. And I was at many of these sort of shows and that, and this one was particularly pleasing because of the group, and you feel part of a group of people where you could share thoughts and ideas, and it really was a safe place to you know, there's no such thing as a silly question, but I always seem to find one. So anyway, I was so impressed with so many young people, Caroline and Erica and Jane and Baby Jane Productions and that, and other people as well. But I think that girl Nicola Connolly Bourne really impressed me a lot as well, even though she missed the group photo. I felt sorry for her because she was getting another photograph somewhere else, and apparently she was
late.
I wanted to
come here. That's great. And you're right, it was a special event anyway, and I was delighted that so many people came along, and we just formed this little group within a very large group. But as somebody said already, it allowed us stay together, talk, share, question, and then shoot off and do our thing and come back again. Give us a little bit of an anchor. Happy days. So in terms of who spoke from stage, do you have a standout speaker that really spoke to you, and why?
Well, they were all brilliant. I mean, I took about 1,000 photographs, and because I'm sports orientated, I've been a volunteer all my life and a coach and manager, as I said. And Harry Redknapp and Lisa Fallon was the one I was looking forward to most. But I have to say, Brent Pope was brilliant, such a powerful subject. And and then to bring out the elephant, wheel it out, I thought, whoa, that's proper, coming with a bang. And I loved the doctor from the London Business School, about how we communicate, and how he said, you know, the doctor told him you could die if you don't give up smoking and drinking and exercise. And and then when they measured that effect that it had on the patient, I couldn't believe it. They're all gone back at just the odd cigarette or just the odd glass of wine. So to deliver that information with visualization, I thought, what a brilliant like sort of analysis of how to really penetrate somebody. And then when they measured it then thereafter, it was up to nearly 90% that have maintained the doctor's communication. So it is about communication, absolutely. And we're still trying to learn it, Colin.
Sure. And come here, so Harry Redknapp was the one you had in mind, with Lisa.
Yeah.
That didn't disappoint. That slot didn't disappoint, I expect, no?
Oh, no, he's a great man. He's a great guy. I love him. And I love his, like, and I loved, relative to Harry Redknapp, Lonergan, the prison officer, or the prison governor, and how he says, don't lose the connection, the human connection. And Harry has that in abundance. He has that sort of, he can speak with kings or paupers and everyone in between, and he's the same guy. He's just a lovely person. And there's a lot of learning in him. And Lisa Fallon too, what a great girl. Like, for a woman to achieve pro license, brilliant.
Fantastic.
I love that.
No, it's lovely.
My daughter is the eldest in my family, and things didn't go great for her, but she's such a great person. And she reminds me of Nicola Connolly Bourne. I suppose that's why I had an affection with. I looked into her LinkedIn there, and she's doing a thing called Soul Work and that, and she's really very good work she's doing, you know. Great person, and she was in our group as well.
Very, very
but
good.
Harry, Lisa, brilliant. I could talk about them all a bit. There was bits that I'm sure you understand. There was bits that I've taken out of them all.
Do you know what I like, what you just did there? You spoke about Harry Redknapp and Lisa, and then you brought John Lonergan into it. He was beautiful, man.
Amazing.
Talk about
what an amazing.
Talk about such an empathetic soul, particularly, say, given his former life as governor of Mountjoy Prison. You'd expect him to be tough as nails. That's what I would have expected. And he was an absolute gent and spoke about
Amazing.
humanity. But I like what you did there, which is connected what John was talking about with Harry Redknapp as a man, as an individual. Each kings are paupers, and you're 100% right. You're 100%. You've got that ability to operate across all levels of society.
He has that common touch, and for such an intelligent man, to reach into your soul and just to touch you, brilliant, brilliant human being, really is. And especially now in all the trouble I'm just having, just trying to get connected to you lose the common, the human touch, human connection.
We'll explain to what happened. We spent about 20 minutes trying to set up this particular call. Technical challenges. We're both dinosaurs. Let's call a spade, right?
Oh,
No, we'd no young 20-year-old something to sort us out. We got sorted in the end. So come here. You had a good time. Delighted. We were delighted to have you there. We all had a great time, I think. We all got different things, even though we all heard the same words from the same people. We all heard them differently because we're all at different places, right? Loved the connection you drew there between Harry and John Lonergan. Loved that. Loved Brent Pope, of course, and the elephant. The next question really is, as a result of everything that you experienced, have you made any changes since Pendulum, and what are?
I don't know whether it's because I'm older. I don't know what it is, but like I say, I've done many of these. The original about 30 years ago, I done a fellow called Murray Raphael in the Point Depot was only opened, and I was always intrigued with this stuff, but I was a busy fool learning how to organize, supervise, and delegate, and. But I suppose better late than never. So I won't be too hard on myself. But I was really touched by this one because of the group effect, and I'm a great believer in teamwork. And I think you've been largely responsible for bringing this group of people together who never knew each other, never met each other, and then for it to click was just a fantastic thing. And it's true to my philosophy and how I think and how I operate. And I spoke to you about this as well, that I wanted to do events myself and on a small level for grassroots football clubs to introduce leadership and culture to them in a doable way, and also for small and medium enterprises, like similar to the clients that I have, looking for a little bit of a steer. And I'm just going to try and organize these people into a sort of a meeting whereby, or an event whereby they can come and get takeaways that they can use in their business or use in their clubs straight away, and really just sort of set them on fire and let them away.
Nice one. So you're
And
going
then,
sorry,
sorry.
so you made the decision to do that now, having been to Pendulum, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to do this now. I've talking about it for long enough now, and I've just embarrassed myself.
Oh, but come here. You've only put it on record for the rest of your life, right? It's only going out there to the wide web, so no pressure. No pressure, right? But I will.
This is it.
I'll tell you what. I'll make an offer. Make an offer. I'll help you. Right?
I want to say that to you, Colin, because I spoke to you at one of the coffee breaks, and you were talking about something similar, and I says that's exactly what needs to be done. These people need a steer. I was looking around me at all these high level business people, and these are big companies, big money in a big venue. What about the grassroots guys? What about the working class guys who are self-employed and just need a little bit of a guidance? And I'm working class, I'm proud of it, and I want these, that's the socialist in me. I want to do well for me and for my family, but I also want other people to do well too. And that's where the leadership stuff comes in that I've been studying for the last 30 years. I've done a Dale Carnegie leadership course about 30 years ago, and I've been intrigued by it ever since. And I think I successfully employed it in my life and in all aspects of my life, you know, work, home, sport, my passion. So yeah, I live by them principles, and I try and model it, train it and model it, and for better family, better community, better society, better world, hopefully.
I love it. I love it, Paul. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. You've given a lot of thought, and I think you're right. I think you're living the you're a living example of it. You know, you're not out there beating your chest about it, just quietly going along and living. And as you said earlier, you're passing it back to the next generation and beyond.
Yeah,
so I'll put it on record too. If you're open to it, let's get together and we'll just figure out how we can start something. We'll start something, right, and see where it goes. How's that? Do you think you'll join us again next year at Pendulum?
Yeah, we want to be at Pendulum again. Absolutely, it's a lifetime of learning, and
cool.
I'm up for that.
All right. Well, let's make it a date. So it's the 8th and 9th of January 2025. And anybody who's watching this and listen to it who wants to join us, there'll be a group of us little vagabonds getting together to go and rub shoulders with giants and ordinary people who all want a better world for themselves. I love what you said there, for yourself, for your family, for your community, for the world. So happy day.
Yeah.
Paul, a real pleasure chatting to you today. Thanks for sticking with the tech.
You're a proper gentleman. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Likewise. So stay there for 2 seconds. I'll wrap this thing up and I'll come back to you for the very last word, if that's okay. So, folks, there you have it. Thanks for joining us for this week's Coffee with Colm, myself and Paul Massey. Hope and trust, as ever, you got something from it. Please consider what's been shared here today by Paul and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then, very importantly, come back next week and we will share another coffee together. I hope to have another chat with another great Pendulum vagabond, and we'll ruminate on some other aspect of life together, life and business. In the meantime, get some great coffee for sure. Get some fresh air, get some R&R. If you spend too much time with other people, please take some time out and spend some time alone. And conversely, if you spend too much time alone, please go out and meet some people. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game, get organized for the week ahead, get stuck in, make next week count. And I'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte. I'm going to pass to Paul Massey now in just 2 seconds for the final word. Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Love great coffee. Paul Massey, last word to you, my friend.
Thank you for the invitation to the Vagabonds. I only met you on LinkedIn, Colm, and what a great meeting it was. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate it and allowing me to enjoy it too. And maybe next year, instead of 20, we have 200 Vagabonds, like-minded people.
I love it.